The British have long been a nation of tea drinkers. Tea came from several parts of the British Empire during Queen Victoria's reign, and notably from Assam, where the tea bush is a native plant. Unbeknown to the British, its leaves have been chewed, and sometimes brewed, by Bodo tribespeople in Assam, and by Nagas for centuries. In 1832, Britain lost its monopoly on the Chinese tea trade. This was a serious blow. Until then, tea had been exported exclusively from China. No one knew that a different strain of tea bush was growing by the banks of the Brahmaputra and up along the fringes of the Naga Hills. What happened next is astonishing. Examples of the leaves of the Assam tea bush, first discovered by Major Robert Bruce in 1823, were taken by his brother Charles, a pioneer tea planter, to the Botanical Garden in Calcutta for analysis in the early 1830s. This was an important moment. Tests proved that this was tea all right. Now Britain could fight its way into the hugely lucrative international tea market without China. India and Chinese strains were cross-fertilized for taste and durability, and then planted across Assam. Here is the source of the strong black leaves many of us know as English breakfast tea. From the moment it was first brewed and tasted in London at India House in 1839, Assam tea was a roaring success. That year, after 15 years of warfare against the Burmese, who had recently annexed Assam, and skirmishes with local tribes, the British had completed their takeover of the province. Now thousands of acres of jungle were cut down to make way for a new generation of Indian tea plantations. Nature fought back. Planters were killed by contaminated water, insects, and tigers. Cheap labour was imported from central India. About 1 in 10 immigrants died on the long journey to Assam, where more fell ill and died working horribly long hours in foul conditions. The tea trade, though, was an instant and hugely profitable commercial brew. Its success meant that Assam's borders needed protecting against potential invaders, as well as from marauding tribes coming down from the hills. Over countless cuppers, the scene had been set for the British to meet and fight the Nagas. At this time, the British were also looking for a reliable route from Assam to Imphal, the capital of Manipur, a satellite kingdom bordering Burma. This was to be a useful passage for British troops as they made their way into Burma, a kingdom that was finally wholly absorbed by the Empire in 1885. The 800 soldiers exploring the route up through the Naga Hills in 1832 were mostly Manipuris, led by Captain Jenkins and Lieutenant Pemberton. Almost immediately, they were attacked and harried all the way to the British fort at Dimapur. Reprisals took the form of punitive raids from Assam. Between 1839 and 1846, six major British expeditions attempted to subdue the Nagas. For the next 35 years, the British and Nagas fought one another, stones and arrows flying in one direction, bullets and artillery shells in the other. For a short while, in the 1850s, the British, perhaps tired of so much fighting for no gain, left the Nagas alone. But repeated raids from the hills on Assam and its tea plantations sent the troops up and down and up again. In one year alone, Naga warriors are said to have killed 232 British subjects in Assam. The biggest fight, involving some 5,000 British soldiers, was at Kunamar in 1879, a battle that dragged on until March 1880, when the Nagas, if not wholly defeated, were at least subdued.